Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey, and I got my sidekick. My grandson, Julian, has decided to join us today, and he's going to try to steal the show, but he just might do that. But I just want to say a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It's been a wonderful week. I'm sure you all had a great time with your family and friends, and I hope the meal was great as well. Mike, how about you?
Oh, it was great. Still recovering. I did two. I did one on Thursday and one on Friday. So, yeah, I'm a little bit bloated. But, it was nice to hang out with family. And we got our new junior engineer in here. He's going to be running the console moving forward. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he's my main man. So he's got a week off of school, and he's taking advantage of all of it. But did want to get to a big weekend in local sports here as well. The Rams game over the weekend. The Philadelphia Eagles, put a big time hurt on them. But the West is up for grabs. Nobody's running away with that division, so there's still a lot of chance for recovery there. My 49ers went down big. More injuries, more non-performance. You lose your wide receiver, your quarterback, your number one defensive end, your defensive lineman, and all pro, too much to handle. Green Bay is peaking at the right time. They had a really good game. Detroit, once again, overpowered their opponent. They look awfully good. Buffalo was finally able to dispatch as on cue. Kansas City Chiefs finally put them down. And, of course, Kansas City also was able to pull out a last-second victory here this last weekend as well, based on Patrick Mahomes' drive down the field. So it looks like it's going to be interesting. Pittsburgh lost to the Cleveland Browns. That means that division is tightened up, because Baltimore handled the Chargers in a really good game on Monday night.
Great game,
wasn't it? I thought so, and I was very pleased. Even though the Chargers lost, they're 7-4 now. Jim Harbaugh seems to have, a really good team in control, and I like their chances. I think they're going to be it's going to be fine.
And on this Thanksgiving weekend, post Thanksgiving, go online and look up what John Harbaugh, the Harbaugh brothers, said about each other before the game. It was very, very touching and very heartwarming.
Yeah, and you know what? I have ultimate respect for them. They have been, class act family. Jim, of course, was a 49er coach way back when, took him to the Super Bowl, won a national championship with Michigan. But yes, the Harbaugh brothers, class act to the NFL. And we'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this break. Okay, we're going to move on over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. Brad, what's going on this Thanksgiving weekend?
Hey, Ron. Nothing much or a lot. I'm just going to switch things up and share something non-financial today. As much as we enjoy Thanksgiving for the dinner and the festivities, we must also rejoice for our good fortune, not just on Thanksgiving, but on every day. The next time you guys get together with others to celebrate, please keep this in mind. Life is what you make of it, and your life truly is manifested by what you believe to be true, even if what you believe to be true is not. Where the mind sees what it wants to see. If you're looking for problems, then all you will see is problems. If, however, you are focused on finding solutions and making the most of your life, then nothing is a problem that can't be overcome. Our thoughts simply have more power over our lives than what most want to believe. Our thoughts become our reality. Our reality determines our actions, and our actions determine the life we live. So one should focus on controlling their thoughts, as our thoughts are the key to living a happy life. We are all in a constant struggle with wanting what we don't have, rather than being happy with what we've been blessed with. The married ones are thinking of divorce while the unmarried ones wish to be married. The unknown crave fame while the famous just want privacy. The young want to grow old while the old wish they could turn back time. The poor want to become rich and the rich spend their nights wishing for the peace they lost chasing wealth. You see, the grass always seems greener, but nothing grows without watering what's already yours. The truth is, no one has it all, but everyone has enough. If only they stopped and took a moment to see and appreciate what they already have. Finding happiness is easy when you're simply grateful for the blessings you currently have in your life. The next time you gather around the dinner table or at a social gathering with family and friends, take a moment to be grateful for the people in your life, for it's the people in our lives which are truly what's important. If there's someone you've lost touch with, reach out and just say hi via text, email, or a quick phone call, as that simple gesture may be all that's needed to bring that person back into your life. If there's someone who's wronged you, let go. Let go of any negative feelings you may be holding on to. Everyone makes mistakes, both big and small, and life's just too short to hold on to any negativity in any way. If there's someone you've wronged, reach out and apologize. Begging forgiveness is better than standing on your pride and losing someone from your life that you once cherished. Our family, both those chosen by us and those who share our blood, and our friends are everything, for without the people in our lives, we have nothing of true value. I hope this wasn't too philosophical for you, but those who know me know I've recently lost two people from my life who were once very dear to me. I cannot go back and change anything that's transpired, nor would I really want to, for it's life's unique experiences which allow us to grow and evolve into the people we're meant to be. My daughter is dealing with her mother's and my divorce by burying her head into her horses, and that's good for her. But she's also being taught to run from uncomfortable conversation that's ultimately not healthy. The true meaning of loving someone is to put their needs before your own. If my daughter needs to space to figure out things on her own, I'm going to be the father she needs rather than the father I want to be for her. Bottom line, I know someday my daughter and I will again reconnect, and I have the patience and wisdom to know not to rush or force it. Alex, I love you and I miss you. That's it.
Well said, Brad. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, Ron. Take care. You too.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned after the break, and our special guest, Bo Bridges, today will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa Produce. Melissa is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That, and be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY while checking out at melissas.com. Bo Bridges, what can you say? Comes from an acting family, has had an incredible career on his own. Started acting at 7 years old, did many shows with his father. Bo, welcome to the show, and how are things going with you?
They're going great. Playing a lot of time with my grandchildren, and we got six of them now.
And, good for you.
Yeah, wow, that is a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, like I said, I really did. I felt, you know, insignificant. You know, it's like I don't know what do you say about that. It's so over the top. I mean, the bank has been blown up. I mean, the roof is off. We spoke with Ned Colletti, general manager of the Dodgers, here last week, and we mentioned the possibility of having to be creative and in what direction. And it certainly seems that somebody got real creative. Wow, what a deal. I'm still without words. I can't really focus on it, but we're certainly going to have a year-end wrap-up here in a few weeks, and we're going to fully discuss this. I'm sure that's on the agenda, and how it affects the other players and how it affects everything that goes on in baseball. But I can rest assured that the Dodger fans are going to feel a spike here at Dodger Stadium when they come to the games. But back to your career. Your father got things started. He had that incredibly big hit back then, which I still remember, Sea Hunt. I remember all of that. And that was apparently filmed in Florida, wasn't it? Parts of it?
They did some filming in Silver Springs, Florida, but most of it was done here in Los Angeles on sound stages, but also in Palos Verdes.
Ah.
I'm trying to think of the name of the place.
Marineland?
Yes, Marineland.
There you go.
Yeah, they filmed it there. In fact, now that place is gone, and there's like a housing development there, and there's a restaurant called Nelson's after my dad.
Oh, that's great. That's right. Yeah, Mike Nelson rings a bell. Yeah, it sure does. Obviously, a lot of influence when your father or your mother is involved with something like that. Were you on the set a lot? Is that what led you to, you know, want to become a childhood actor? And
well, you know, I traveled. My dad took us kids with him on a lot of locations and sets, and you know, I did do that. Then he also put Jeff and myself and my sister Cindy in his Sea Hunt series, gave us roles in the show to kind of get our feet wet. You know, I thought of other things that I would have liked to have done. I like your business, you know, sports. That was always of interest to me growing up, but my jump shot from the corner kind of faded.
You were a little short on the three-pointer these days, huh?
And short in stature as well.
Correct.
And I thought, well, you know, my dad seems to love his business, being an actor, and I should give it a try. And I did. I went to UCLA for a couple of years, played basketball there and ran a little track. And like I say, my jump shot faded, and I figured, well, that's not going to happen for me. So I transferred to the University of Hawaii, which was the end of my college education.
Well, while you're at UCLA, though, Bo, it should be mentioned that you played under the great John Wooden. What was that experience like? Did he teach you how to lace up those shoes on the first day?
Yeah, it was a great experience. In our first day of practice, we were told to sit in a line under the basket and wait for Coach Wooden's instructions. Looking down the line, I could see Walt Hazard and another high school All-American, Gale Goodrich. Both of these players would later have all-pro careers in the NBA. Gale had his broken leg in a cast. In retrospect, maybe that's why I was able to make the cut. Soon, Coach arrived, compact, sturdy-looking man with close-cropped white hair. His first words to us, spoken in a quiet, determined manner, were, "Gentlemen, we will begin by learning how to tie our shoes. Our parents had taught us to do that a long time ago." No one dared to crack a smile or giggle, but we all thought he was nuts. And he continued, "First, you must make sure that each sock is pulled up as high as it can go. A wrinkle can feel like a rock on your shoe if you play on it for any length of time. Always lace up your shoes evenly from the bottom, making sure that they're tight but comfortable and not too restricting. And perhaps most important of all, finish off with a double knot. You don't want to have your laces come undone with 30 seconds to go in a tied game. Coach was all about the basics. Get those down and everything else will come." We spent hours working on the fundamentals of the game and learning all about Coach's pyramid of success, a plan he devised for his students when he was a young teacher. His pyramid is made of blocks that include all the attributes one needs to find success. Success to Coach was peace of mind, and peace of mind will come with knowing you've done your absolute best. Winning is not necessarily the top priority. But win games we did. Our freshman team lost only 2 games that season, winning 20. I only played a few minutes each game, averaging 1.5 points a game. But I was just happy to be a part of the team. UCLA varsity soon went on to win 10 national championships in the course of 12 years. No other college basketball coach comes even close to this accomplishment. One of those championships was gained by defeating Louisville, coached by Denny Crum, who was an assistant to Wooden when I was on the freshman team. Coach Crum went on to have a very successful career himself. Coach always stayed in touch with his players. There were 334 of us, and it didn't matter if you were a star on the team or a bench rider like me. He cared about all of us. In 1991, I was honored to be asked to present an award to Coach Wooden during the ESPN Victor Awards 25 event for the greatest coach of the century. It was so well deserved. I mean, he was up against, you know, football coaches, professional basketball, all the best guys, and he accepted in his usual graceful and humble style. I saw Coach quite often. We both lived in LA, and I introduced him at a number of events. I had the pleasure of being Coach's voice on the Redwood Audio McGraw-Hill Books on Tape recording of his Pyramid of Success.
Wow.
ESPN did a recent special on Coach Wooden and interviewed several of his players about him. I was included and told about coach's instructions on how to tie our shoes. And when I saw the finished product, I was surprised to see that several of his more illustrious players, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton, told the same story, and that the editors cut it so that we all shared the telling of the anecdote. I got a kick out of being involved with those basketball legends. And when it was Coach's turn to be interviewed, one of the questions was, is it true that Bo Bridges played on one of your freshman teams? Coach responded, yes, he wasn't very good. The next time I saw him, I asked why he had said that about me. And he answered, well, you want me to tell the truth, don't you? Coach always had breakfast at the same restaurant, VIPs in the San Fernando Valley. Players from his teams through the years would drop in and visit him. He was always very gracious, and you could always count on hearing the truth from him about basketball and life. I introduced him to my family, and I believe he had a profound effect on the lives of all my children. They also visited him and benefited from his wisdom. And when my second oldest son, Jordan, was 9, he went to Coach Wooden's summer youth sleepaway basketball camp. And as he dashed off for Coach's opening talk, I admonished him to tuck in your shirt. Coach Wooden wouldn't like that. He did, and I followed him into the gym. And as I sat there in the bleachers watching my kid and the other eager young players sitting patiently waiting for Coach Wooden's entrance, my mind drifted back to years ago when I was that young kid on my first day of practice. And suddenly, there he was, striding in just as confident and impressive as he was so many years ago. And then he spoke his first words to his new recruits. Gentlemen, we will begin by learning how to tie our shoes.
That's a wonderful story. What a relationship you had with Coach Wooden. And we're going to have to take a break. We'll return with Bo Bridges right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And we are back with our special guest, Bo Bridges. And before I get back into conversation with Bo, I want to thank you for your support of our show. Did you know that you can go to our website, theronsayshow.com, and see our lineup of future guests, lists of all of our shows, and see our latest merch? Check out our incredible Penguin Pop Art piece, just released, an official Ronce Roddick autographed jersey, perfect with the special someone this holiday season. And guess what? When you snag one of those items, we're going to throw in a free baseball hat as a special bonus. Hurry, though. Those hats won't last long. So, Bo, you have experienced some difficult times in the last year. You went on a writer's strike, and you told me that you had a number of things in the box, in the can. How did you deal with that time? And I know that you have a new release here called Lessons in Chemistry.
Yeah, that's coming.
I think it's out now.
Yeah, that was a great experience. I really loved being part of that show. I thought Brie Larson, who plays the lead in it, was just amazing. She's probably going to, I think she is up for an Emmy. She might win it. She's really good.
Just real fast to throw this in, just for a personal privilege. The house that is in that show, Lessons in Chemistry, the house that Brie Larson's character lives in, I've had Christmas dinner at that house for the past 20 years. That house belongs to a very, very close family friend, and the interior and exteriors were featured in that first season. I believe they're going to continue on the set in the second season. But yeah, there's a little 6 degrees of separation there, Bo.
I've always been curious. I've always had great admiration for actors, and of course the longevity of it. It's mind-boggling to me how you can start to prepare. How does that process go? Where does it come from? Does it go to your agent? Then does somebody read the script for you? Then tell you that it's something that we would be interested in? How does that happen?
Well, I've had the same agents all my career, which is a little unusual. People tend to kind of trade their representation, trade it off, but I'm with Creative Artists Agency since it began. And Fred Spector, my agent, he was originally with the William Morris Agency, and that's where he first represented me. And then he and several other guys went over and created CAA, the Creative Artists Agency, and I just moved over with them. So they're out there hustling for me, trying to get me a job, and then they'll send me a script. And for me, the play is the thing, like Will Shakespeare said a long time ago. If it's a good story, it usually gets my attention. And I've had some good ones come my way, and I've been very fortunate. And as far as preparation goes, my father sort of gave me my tools. He was an actor as well, as we've discussed, and he taught me the way he prepares. And he gave me a little book when I was 16 years old called Acting the First Six Lessons, which was really, it was written by Richard Boleslavsky back in the 1930s. And he was a student of Konstantin Stanislavsky, or Russian guy who created what we now call the method, the Stanislavski method. And that really revolutionized how a lot of actors approach our work, with Marlon Brando, James Dean, all those folks, Marilyn Monroe. And And then, so that was kind of my intro. And then recently, somewhat recently, my daughter Emily and I wrote a play based on that book, which we performed on the stage in LA at Theater West, a community theater in the Valley, about 10 years ago. And then it was recently made into a movie, which is streaming now. People can see it, called Acting the First Six Lessons. And my brother Jeff is actually in it as well. We all talk about our craft and how we approach it. And it changes a little bit, you know, through the years. I've sort of changed my approach. I have to start memorizing the lines a lot quicker now because I used to be a quick study and not so much anymore. So I have to put a lot of effort into just remembering my lines.
I was about to ask, that's the most fascinating thing when I speak to actors is about the memorization part. And also, you know, having to memorize that kind of material and still build the character. And oftentimes, too, some of those lines will change on set. What's your process for memorization?
It's my most unfavorite part of it, you know, but it's sort of like I relate a lot of because, as I said, I really have enjoyed sports all my life, and I equate a lot of the process of making a movie and acting and preparing in sports. I mean, you know, to hit a baseball, which is such a hard thing to do, you have to really work at it and practice hard so that when you get in there in the batter's box, you're not thinking about every move that you make in there. It's got to be kind of second nature to you. And acting is very similar to that. I've got to know my lines so well that I can't be worried about whether I'm going to remember them or not. They have to be just there for me.
How long in advance do you have to prepare? You know, you get a script and let's say you're a couple of months away, 6 months away.
That really changes from job to job. I've you know, I remember on a movie called Heart Like a Wheel that I did, I replaced another actor at the last minute.
Wow.
And I got the script the night before I went in to do it. The movie turned out fine, but It was challenging, but sometimes the Fabulous Baker Boys, which I did with my brother and Michelle Pfeiffer, we got that script months in advance, and that was fun. We were able to, you know, really go through all the scenes and work with a young director, and you know, we even played each other's parts, including okay. Michelle's. Just for fun, to, you know, get a sense of what the story was. So it's different. It depends on what it is.
Yes, I totally understand that. You know, you've had incredible success, Bo. 14 Emmy nominations. You've got 3 wins. An incredible career. You mentioned the Baker Brothers, the Fabulous Baker Brothers. You got to work with your brother Jeff. How difficult was that, and how much fun did you have in doing that?
Oh, it was a ball. You know, usually I like to get in there, work hard, and then go home as soon as they call the day, get with my family. But with my brother, we would sit in the trailer and just, you know, have a glass of wine and just kind of hang out after work. It was a whole different kind of experience. But it was a wonderful script. As I said, the play is the thing. It was a great story, I felt. And so it was really relaxed and fun. And working with Michelle wasn't too bad either. She was great.
Yeah, yeah, she was in her prime, wasn't she?
About to say, yeah.
Sitting on the sitting on the piano, wasn't it? Wasn't
that
she sitting
dress
on the piano? Yeah, yeah, I remember that show very well, at least visually. And I remember I had a good time with that show as well.
Informative, yeah. What about TV or film? What do you prefer, Bo?
Well, they're quite different. both on film, of course, and that just the technology in our business has changed so much. I mean, you know, it used to be, you know, shooting on film. Now it's digital. So you just, the camera rolls, you can do as many takes as you want in a row. There's no cutting, and that's really fun. And for the big screen, I guess you just need to be aware that maybe things can be a little subtler because you're, you know, in close-ups, you've got this huge face that's in front of all these people, whereas in TV, you know, it's a small screen. But now, I mean, people watch shows on their watches, you know, or on their cell phones. I mean, it's all changing so rapidly. It's pretty crazy.
Are you in favor of all this streaming stuff that's been going on? How does this affect what you're doing?
The streaming?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's all part of the future of what we do. And now with AI, that's really changing everything now.
Oh, boy.
Just big time. And that was part of the reason we had the strike, was to try to figure that out, how we get paid for in that.
Yes, and I imagine that was a very difficult period to go through, you know, trying to find out how that worked. That must have been extremely difficult. Plus the layoff, you know, I've been through those too. They're not comfortable not knowing what's actually going on. I do want to bring attention right at this moment. My new book, Penguin Power, is now available on my website at theronsayshow.com, and you can get your autographed copy there. These are things that I am now starting to read a little bit more because I'm getting pressure from my people that say I need to do my due diligence on this.
You're doing a heck of a job, though.
Yeah, thank you so much. But yes, we're I have some other questions about the acting stuff, Bo, and we will return with some of those questions as well right after this message.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty.
It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And this week in Dodger history, 1956, the Dodgers trade the one and only Jackie Robinson to the crosstown rivals, the Giants, for pitcher Dick Littlefield and $35,000 in cash. According to some accounts, Jackie had already decided privately to leave the game and work for Chock Full of Nuts, the coffee company, publicly retiring from baseball rather than accepting the trade.
Yeah, I mean, what a blow that must have been to Jackie after all the moments of Dodger Giant rivalry and hatred that went on. They did hate each other back then, and the fact that he said I'm not going is kind of appropriate. It was who he was. Not going over there to play with those guys.
What's with baseball players and coffee too? I mean, we had Jackie with Chock Full of Nuts. We had Joe DiMaggio with Mr. Coffee. So a lot of coffee.
Yeah, and you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, that 56 game hitting streak that he had, he had an endorsement lined up with Heinz 57, and didn't happen. God, what a lucrative deal that might have been back then.
And not as lucrative as what Mr. Ohtani did this
week.
No,
not even close. Yeah. How obscene. How insignificant. Yes. Anyway, we're back with Bo Bridges. And Bo, I wanted to ask the question of what was your favorite movie, television show that you just loved beyond the rest that maybe not have gotten as the attention that it should have?
You mean that I acted in?
Yes.
Well, let me see. One of the first movies I did was a movie called The Incident, which I really enjoy. I saw it not too long ago, and it kind of held up, about these guys that get terrorized on a subway train in New York. And there was an incredible cast of actors in it. Martin Sheen was in it, and some great old actors like Thelma Ritter and Brock Peters and Ruby Dee. And
wow.
I enjoyed that. Probably a movie that I get a lot of people coming up to me and talking to me about is a movie called Sordid Lives by a guy, Dale Shore, is a buddy of mine. It was the longest running movie in Palm Springs history at their local theater there. All the people, they dress up as the characters and they all know. That's kind of an interesting one. Yeah, I've had some fun ones. I love being in Norma Rae.
Yeah, I can imagine you would. Yeah, do you know you've rubbed elbows with some of the greats in the history of entertainment? And are there any ones that you enjoyed working with more than the others? Who were some of your favorite people to work with,
or people who you hated working with? We'll accept those answers too.
No, recently I really liked working with George Clooney. Just a wonderful man. I did a couple movies with him. The last one was The Descendants.
Love that movie. Alexander Payne directed a fantastic movie.
Yeah. And George is just a first-class, wonderful guy. And I have a home in Kauai where we made that film, where we shot it. And the one scene that I had with George was in my buddy's bar called the Tahiti Nui. I had my friend sitting right next to us while we did the scene. And George, I was busy one lunch and I had to do something, publicity or something. And my wife always visited me, my wife Wendy. And George took her to lunch at this little place where they were feeding the crew and cast and everything. And he he asked her to sit with him while they're eating. So now every time we go past that building, my wife says, oh, that's where George Clooney took me to lunch.
That's great. Yeah, it's all memories, all good. Do you have anybody that rubbed you the wrong way?
Not really. No, because, you know, you get in there and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of different personalities coming together to make a movie. But when you get in there and do it, it's all about a team effort, you know, everyone getting together and doing it.
You know, one of the toughest things that I found, because I have done some script work with commercials and stuff, is you read the print on the paper, but you don't know exactly how the line is going to be said. And that's where, I guess, how much time do you get a chance to practice with the other person so that you know how they're going to say it, so that you can respond to that? Because there is a difference between, I told you to do that, and I told you to do that. And it's just different. And I found that to be very difficult because my inexperience of sometimes doing these commercials.
Well, my dad told me one of the first things he said was, you know, when you do this work, he says, you don't do it alone, you know, and you do it with people, and you're joining a family that's much larger than your own family, the family of entertainers, of actors, and they're going to be there for you, and you don't have to worry about it. Don't sweat over, you know, how you're going to say your line. You just listen to the other person and react.
Uh-huh.
And I've found that. I mean, that's one of the things I love about, you know, what we do as actors. And, you know, sometimes we'll go the distance to score the touchdown, as they say, to make a good movie. You know, we put our lives on the line sometimes. I remember years ago doing a movie, The Landlord, and we were filming in Park Slope, which at that time was, it's now a gentrified neighborhood that cost a lot of money to live there. But in that time, it was sort of like Harlem.
Wow.
You know, a very underserved community. We were filming there, and it was a movie about a guy, my character, who buys a apartment in a underserved community and kicks out all the tenants and moves in there. And we did it at a time when major cities were on fire with racial challenges, and, you know, Detroit was on fire, all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was kind of about race relations. And the first day of work, I'm dressed in a white suit. I'm out from California working out with all these New York actors. I didn't know any of them. And my first scene that I did is I drive up in a Volkswagen and bump into a car, and all these guys were sitting on a stoop in front of this thing I just built. I mean, this house I just bought. And they get up, and one guy throws a karate kick at me, and then they just chase me down the street. And I was kind of frightened anyway, because a movie had filmed in Harlem right before us called Cotton Comes to Harlem. And the neighborhood was turned out, and we're standing on the rooftops. And they shot, somebody had a gun up there, and they shot the assistant director, didn't kill him, but wounded him. And so now these guys are going to chase me down this street. And they had a long lens, so I had to run for blocks in this white suit. And the people from that neighborhood were all up on the top of the apartments, and they were screaming, "Get that white!" You know, while I'm running, all these black guys are chasing me. I didn't know any of them. I hadn't met them yet, actors. And when I get down at the end, now I have to walk back to the where the camera is, and I'm really sweating it. I'm looking up at the top of all these people there, and this big arm comes around me as I'm walking up, and it's one of the actors that just chased me. And he's talking to me, saying, "So what do you, you know, what do you think of the Lakers this year? You know, you think they're going to do anything?" And I heard you played a little ball in college. And he's just making this small talk. And I'm wondering, what is this? And then I realize what he's doing is he's saying to the folks up on the top of the building, if you want to shoot this guy, you're going to have to shoot me first. That was Lou Gossett.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Lifelong friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we watch each other's back. You know, I guess in sports, it's the same thing. You got your buddy's back on your team.
Did you have something you wanted to add, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to what you talked about, the method. Do you like to rehearse, Bo? I know a lot of method actors don't like to rehearse. They like to come in fresh.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that can't hurt at all. If you have time to rehearse, I enjoy that. Yeah.
Do you have an embarrassing moment that sticks out from the others? Because I certainly do, having played enough baseball games to embarrass myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember once was my first experience on the Broadway stage. I was probably in my early 20s. And I was in a opened a play with written by a very illustrious playwright, William Inge. So there was a lot of attention on the opening, and I really wanted it to be good. I was in there with a bunch of top New York actors. One of them, this old comedian named Hiram Sherman, they called him Chubby, and he and I had a scene together, just the two of us, and it was a very emotional scene. And he's kind of raising his voice at me and stuff. And there was a bathroom on set. And this is live, we're out there performing on the stage. And I'm upset and I go into the bathroom and close the door. And you could see that the audience could see the toilet in there, and they could see me, going in there. But then I closed the door. So then my fellow actor Chubby has this long monologue that he says while I'm in there. And it goes on for pages and pages. And I'm sitting in there. And he starts off, and I'm supposed to come out. I know when he's done with his long monologue, I got to come out and have a little bit more of a scene before the act closes. And I'm sitting there on this toilet, and suddenly just the bizarreness of the situation hits me. And I break out into hysteric laughter, and I start to giggle in there. And it's almost like laughing in church, how terrible that is. And it hits you harder when you know you shouldn't be laughing. And I knew I had to come out, and it was just awful. And he finished. It was time for me to come out. And all I could do was try to make my laughter seem like crying, because when you think about it, they're kind of the same. You're I came out like that. But it was terrible. And I'm sure the people realized what was happening. I hope they didn't, some of them, but that was pretty embarrassing.
Okay, well, we got our last segment coming up with Bo Bridges. We'll be back, finish this up, and we'll be right back after this commercial ad. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers, but the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're going to be closing things up here on Thanksgiving weekend. And once again, I hope you all had a terrific weekend with your family and friends. And my sidekick here is playing around with the loser sign, so he's probably pointing at the up north to San Francisco.
I was just about to say. He was, heard you talking about your 49ers.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to say kudos to the UCLA Lady Bruins for knocking off the number one ranked South Carolina Gamecocks, a program that has been on the rise for the last number of years, defending national championship 43-game winning streak. And Corey Close, maybe we should invite her back during the months of December or January to see how where she thinks her team fits. They got a real good chance to be number one.
I would say so, too. And you know, SC was really good, too, ranked number five, coming in undefeated and lost at home to Notre Dame, which was actually a
well, Notre Dame's
loss.
Number six. Yeah. You know, that was a good test. They're probably not ready for that March run quite yet. But, it's going to be exciting, and we're looking forward to it. You know, we've got big games coming up. You know, Michigan, Ohio State to determine who is going to play Oregon for the Big Ten title. And we've got Texas and Georgia rounding things out in the SEC. It's going to be a dogfight to see who those 12 teams are in the playoffs.
Yeah, Auburn versus Alabama as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, all kinds of games coming up. They're important. And, you know, Alabama once again went down to Oklahoma. Penn State pulled one game out by 1 point over Minnesota, good Minnesota team. Miami and SMU play for the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship. So all very important games to who decide who plays for the national championship. And before you go, please check out the Ronce website, the official Ronce, and there's the podcast guest with all of our previous guests and shows over there, along with my book, Penguin Power. Please take a look at that. It's holiday time. Might be a good gift for some of you baseball fans, because there's a lot of Dodger fans out there who might want to read this. So anyway, I want to thank you so much, and we'll see you again next week.